and fellowship and sharing, and now our church has a senior pastor.
同样很少人注意到的就是最近教会有一个复兴运动正在进行。
One thing that not many people have noticed is that recently there has been a revival movement going on in our church.
教会礼拜三的祷告会人数越来越多。
And the people that come to the Wednesday night corporate prayer meeting have increased in number.
特别感动的是青少年人他们自动回来祷告。
And what is so moving is that our youth, they come back of their own volition to pray together.
上个礼拜三 ,Five Flags 的房间坐满了人。
Last Wednesday evening, the Five Flags rooms were filled.
青少年都有十几二十位回来祷告。
And there were almost 20 youth coming back to pray.
他们不是一时的感动，青少年人告诉我们的 Pastor Miller 说，以后希望我们能够继续每个礼拜有祷告会。
And they were not doing this on the spur of the moment, and but they told Pastor Miller, we hope that we will come back for the prayer meeting in future.
昨天早上我有感动，把《使徒行传》第一章的信息与弟兄姐妹分享。
So this morning, I was moved by the Spirit to share with you the message from Acts chapter 1.
如果我们对这信息有正面的回应，我们的教会以后就真的不再一样。
If we have a positive response to this message, then our church will be completely different from this day forth.
我们再次在神面前低头，把这段时间交托给主。
Please bow our heads in prayer.
Father God, we thank you for this wonderful moment we can gather here to worship you. Thank you that your Spirit has been doing wonderful things in our midst. Father, we pray that this moment calm our heads. Help us to hear your voice. Use your word, release your message, so our hearts and lives will be touched, and your church will be revived.天父上帝，我们感谢主，因为你自己一直在我们中间做工作。这时候我们向主恳求，求圣灵把位是圣真理的灵，上帝你自己在我们中间向我们说话，祝福你的话语，安静我们心，让我们对主的话语有回应。这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。《使徒行传》是一段很特别的经文。
And Acts, the Acts passage is a rather special message.
它记载一个教会的成立。
It records how a church was born.
上帝教会怎么样在整个地方上面能够扩展，使很多人得救。
How did the church of God spread over all the earth so that many people were saved?
刚才念的经文一开始就告诉我们说，耶稣基督真的复活了。
The passage we just read told us from the beginning that Jesus has really risen.
他用很多这样凭据活活地向门徒们显现。
He gave many convincing proofs that he was alive, and he appeared to the apostles.
有40天之久，耶稣跟门徒们说上帝神国的事情。
He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God.
假如我们教会有一个退休会，讲员是主耶稣基督自己。我看看有多少人会参加。
If our church has church retreat and the speaker is Jesus himself, how many of you would come?
九月份我们的退休会有请到三位很好的讲员。
We are going to have a retreat in September. We have 3 very good speakers.
我听同工们说，参加人数到此为止已经突破300多人。
I was told that right now the people who have registered has broken through 300.
假如讲员是主耶稣基督自己，我相信我们不止3天，我们40天都要去听。
If Jesus himself is the speaker, then we will come not for 3 days, but 40 days.
门徒的心不但是看到主真的按着他的应许活生生的显现在他们前面。
The apostles saw Jesus alive in before their eyes according to what he has promised.
听到主耶稣讲过神学 神国施行，神国怎么样扩展，心里一点非常火热兴奋。
And imagine they were listening to Jesus talk to them about the kingdom of God, how it will spread. I'm sure they were all very enthusiastic and they were all very passionate.
他们一定说，现在我们立刻去把这福音传给所有万民听。主耶稣吩咐的，现在时候我们就出去。
I'm sure what they felt like doing was saying, "Let's go right now."Let's go right now and tell all the people about the gospel of Jesus. That's what he told us to do.
主耶稣对他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，不要出去。
But Jesus said, do not leave Jerusalem. Don't go out.
要等候父所应许的。
But wait for the gift my father promised.
就是你们听我说过的。
Which you have heard me speak about.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
后面第八节主讲得更清楚一点。
And in verse 8, he was even clearer.
说你们等到圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
Verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
然后要在耶路撒冷、犹大。全地撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
主已经复活了。
Jesus has risen.
这是时候，为什么不出去？
This is the time. Why don't we go out?
他们还要等什么？
Why do they have to wait?
耶稣教他们说。不要离开，一直到圣灵的能力充满你们。
But Jesus told them, "Do not leave until you are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit."
我思想这段经文的时候，我想到约书亚带领以色列人过约旦河。
When I was thinking about this message, I thought of Joshua leading the Israelites to cross the Jordan River.
约书亚记第五章开始就说，上帝使约旦河的海水干了。
And then, Joshua chapter 5, the beginning, we are told that the Lord had dried up the Jordan.
然后，当地的很多当地的王听到这消息，心都笑话了。
And many of the kings who lived there, when they heard about this, their hearts melted in fear.
Their heart melted in fear.就是很活动，非常生动的描写，融化了，没有了。
And the very picture of the heart melting gives us such a good idea of how they felt.
那是最好攻击的时候。
That is the best time to attack.
当敌人站不住，看到就跑的时候，为什么不攻击？
The enemy couldn't even stand straight. They were ready to run away. Why don't they attack at this moment?
还记得上帝吩咐他们做什么吗？
Do you remember what the Lord told them to do at this particular juncture?
不要出去，不要打。
Do not go out and fight.
留在那地方，先受割礼。
Stay here. First, the people must be circumcised.
上帝要他们恢复与上帝的关系。
The Lord wanted them to go back to the to mend the relationship they had with him first.
因为在迦南那边的征战不是以色列人自己打的。
Because the wars in Canaan is not fought by men.
他们自己打一定失败。
If the Israelites fight and rely on themselves, they are sure to fail.
因为迦南地人勇敢善战，他们是很会打仗的民族。
Because the Canaanites were very brave and experienced warriors.
以色列人自己事实上没有打过仗。
And think of the Israelites, they had no fighting experience.
没有办法胜得过迦南地的很坚固的城墙与那边很会打仗的战士。
There was no way that the Israelites, by their own strength, could beat the very fierce Canaanites with their tall and thick walls.
神要他们等候。
The Lord wanted them to wait.
等候他们与上帝的关系完全恢复过来，然后上帝会出去为他们征战。
So the Lord wanted them to wait until their relationship with Him was mended. Then the Lord will go forward and fight for them.
对门徒来说，耶稣已经宣布说，天上地下所有的权柄都已经交给主了。
For the apostles, Jesus has already told them, all authority in all the world has been given to me.
所以为什么不出去
？So why don't they go out right there and then?
不要出去，在耶路撒冷等候祷告。
Do not leave Jerusalem. Wait and pray.
一直到圣灵的能力降临到他们身上面。
Until the power of the Holy Spirit comes on them.
今年在教会，北美华人教会的当中。
And in North American, Chinese churches nowadays.
我都看到很多。很多信徒都愿意参与各样的服事。
I have seen many believers very eager, and enthusiastic to be involved in different areas of service.
一般信徒的圣经知识、各方面的侍奉的装备都慢慢被提升。
And we can see that for most Christians, their Bible knowledge and their ability to serve have really risen.
还有就是教会的事工越来越多。
And then the ministries of the church increased.
弟兄姐妹服事越来越辛苦。
So brothers and sisters have a hard time.
人数或者稍微增加。
Perhaps there's been a slight increase in numbers.
但是灵命却是停顿或者往下滑。
But if we look at their spiritual life and spiritual condition, we see that there is no progress or even some backsliding.
一般教会祷告会是所有聚会当中人数最少的一个。
In most churches, the prayer meeting has the worst attendance.
我在过去两年神学院教书。
For the past two years, I've been teaching in the seminary.
发现一件令我很困扰的事情。
And I found something that puzzled me.
神学院变了。
Seminaries have changed.
神学院的教育系统也变了。
And the system of instruction and teaching in the seminary have also changed.
学生也变了。
The seminary students have changed.
当然老师都变了。
Well, of course, the professors also changed.
变了什么？
Change into what?
第一，以前的神学院第一要求就是你有没有神父照做传道人才收你。
In the past, a seminary wants to know whether you have been called by God to be a pastor. Then they will accept you.
现在神学院不再问你要不要做传道人。
Now seminaries will not ask you anymore. Do you want to be a preacher?
第二点。以前的神学院，学生一定要住在学院里面。
Secondly, in the past, seminary students had to live in the seminary.
过去五年我在越南念神学。
In the past, I attended seminary for 5 years in Vietnam.
五年全时间完完全全住在山上。
And for 5 years, full time, I lived at the seminary, which was on top of a hill.
八几年我在 New York 奈尔神学院念书三年。
In the 80s, I attended Nyack Seminary in New York for 3 years.
三年我住在学院里面。
And for 3 years, I lived on the campus.
最近我在南卡哥伦比亚念神学。
And most recently, I went to seminary in South Carolina, Columbia International University.
念书的那五年，上课时候那几个礼拜都住在学院里面。
And in those years, whenever I was attending classes, I would stay there.
我没有试过走读的滋味。
I have never experienced just being a day student, just going there to class and then coming back in the evening. I never had that.
香港的神学院还是规定，无论你在外面念什么课程。
And then in Hong Kong, the seminaries, they have this requirement. Doesn't matter what courses you're taking outside.
毕业之前两年，你一定要住在学院里面，不然不给你毕业。
For the 2 years before you graduate, you have to live on campus or else you cannot graduate.
为什么一定要住在学院里面？
Why is it that they want everybody to stay on campus?
因为学校要使学生跟几百人住在一起，磨练他们的人际关系、品格等等。
Because the seminary wanted every student to live together with several hundred people so that they would learn how to get along with others. That is so important to their inter-human relationships.
第二点，学院都设有学长、学弟、学妹的那个系统。
And secondly, the seminaries have this system when the more senior students will take care of the more junior students.
学长要带着学弟学妹每天早上有灵修有分享。
The senior members have to take the junior members to have personal quiet time every morning and to have spiritual sharing.
还有每天早上一定有一个小时的祷告会，晚上一定有一个小时的祷告会。
Also, every morning they always have 1 hour prayer meeting and always have 1 hour prayer meeting every evening.
所以出来的传道人对于个人灵修、对于灵命塑造品格、对于祷告方面都有一定的基础。
So the graduates, when they leave, they have experience in personal quiet time devotion, how to shape their spiritual lives, and also praying together.
如今环境变了。
Now everything has changed.
学生变了。
Students changed.
读书的方式也变了。
The way you take courses have changed.
有一样不会变的。
But one thing cannot change.
这个服事不是做一样施工。
When you serve and when you do ministry,
对服事的人，品格方面、人际关系等等都要成熟。
This person who is engaged in ministry must have maturity.In their personal character and in their interpersonal relationships.
个人与主灵修。
Personally, this person has to spend time alone with God.
还有把上帝的子民带在一起来祷告。
Also, together, God's people together and pray together.
今天华人教会的普遍现象是大家很忙 ，busy.
The phenomenon we see in Chinese churches nowadays is everybody is busy.
对上帝越认真的人越 busy.
The more you are serious about your relationship with God, the busier you are.
只要你肯侍奉，你肯做，越来越多事工会堆给你。
If you are willing to serve, you will see that lots and lots of ministries will be put on you.
每一样事工都必须有人负责的，对不对？
Every single ministry needs people.
所有聚会都要有人预备的。
All meetings need people to prepare and set up.
所以这么忙的弟兄姐妹、侍奉人员，祷告方面被牺牲了。
So when people are so very busy doing this and doing that, what is sacrificed?
有人说自己在家里面祷告不是一样吗
？Someone said, "Well, isn't the same if I just have personal prayer at home?"
我常想到听到问题，我想到好像崇拜一样。你在家里面不要来教会，就一个人敬拜，不是一样吗
？And then when I hear that, I would think, "Well, surely then if that is the case, it's the same if you stay home and worship instead of coming here for corporate worship."
敬拜是个人，也更重要有肢体的，整个教会的。子民，上帝子民聚在一起来敬拜上帝。
Worship is personal too, but also very important is corporate worship. When we worship with the other people of God,
肢体 corporate 的 prayer 祷告会，在上帝的计划当中，在耶稣基督的吩咐当中，在教会历史当中占了一个非常重要的地位。
And corporate prayer has a very important place in.The plan of God, and in also in Jesus' commands to us, and also in the life of the whole church.
所以耶稣基督叫门徒说不要出去，回来等候。
So Jesus told them, "Don't go out, come back, wait."
十二节里面就说他们 上去一个地方叫橄榄山，就在那边一个楼房里面一起恳切的祷告，同心合力的恳切祷告。
Verse 12, they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called Mount of Olives, and when they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying, and then they prayed together.
忙碌的基督徒弟兄姐妹，我们都要听神的话。
Busy brothers and sisters, all of us need to listen to the word of God.
上帝对他子民说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
And God said to his people, you have to rest and know that I am God.
我必在外邦中被尊崇，我要遍地上面被尊崇。
I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth.
你们要休息这字，在英文 NIV 应该，我没有记错，应该是 be still, 但原文是你们要安静。
And actually, the word rest means be still, be quiet and still.
上帝要他们子民知道，上帝一定在外邦在偏地上面被人知道。
And God wanted his people to know that he will be exalted among the nations in the earth.
但是你们不要变成一个 busy body, 在上帝面前安静。
But don't be a busy body, be quiet and still before the Lord.
所以这对于当时门徒很兴奋要出去的门徒是一个警告，一个提醒，对我们今天呢也是同样的。
So this was a warning and a reminder to the apostles of that time, and also a warning and reminder to us nowadays.
所以第五节，上帝对他们第四、第五节所说的话，好像他们听没有听得到，门徒还没有听得很清楚。
What the Lord said to them in verses 4 and 5, it seems that the apostles didn't really hear.
所以第六节他们聚集的时候就问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
So verse 6, then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的。
AndJesus told them, "What the Father, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority."
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
门徒问耶稣的问题是很自然的。
It was very natural that the disciples were asked Jesus this question.
第一，因为他们并不没有听到耶稣基督讲前面的那句话的真正意义。
For one thing, they didn't really understand the real meaning of what Jesus said to them.
第二，他们不是期待弥赛亚来吗？
Secondly, weren't they waiting for the Messiah to come?
弥赛亚来了之后，不是要恢复以色列国，好像大会。王朝那时候的荣耀光辉。
And then when the Messiah comes, he will restore Israel to the glory days of King David.
人是看外表的，对不对？
People look at outward appearances.
记得有一次耶稣跟与门徒走过圣殿。
Once when Jesus and his disciples were passing the temple,
门徒很兴奋的指给耶稣看，夫子啊。看何等的石头，何等的圣殿。
And one of his disciples said to him enthusiastically, "Look, teacher, what massive stones! What magnificent buildings!"
我们教会很快要扩堂了，对不对
？Our church will soon have our expansion project.
听建堂委员会弟兄姐妹给我们的好消息。
Waiting for the good news from the building committee.
他们说本来开始100多条要调整的事情，现在剩下9条了。
I was told that in the beginning there were over 100 items that needed to be adjusted. Now it seems that only 9 are left.
冬天一过，我们就可以动土了。
And after winter is past, we can start building.
有人更加乐观。
Some people even more optimistic.
明天圣诞节我们会有新的礼拜堂来敬拜。
Next year at Christmas time, we can worship the Lord in the new building.
有一天有人来到我们教会。
Someday someone will come to our church.
我们会被纳着他说，看
何等的圣殿，何等的石头。
So will we take them around and say, look, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings?
这句话可以告诉我们的朋友。
We can say this to our friends.
不过不要对耶稣说。
But we cannot say this to Jesus.
因为耶稣告诉门徒。
Because Jesus said to his disciples.
你看这个大殿宇吗？
Do you see all these great buildings?
上来在这里没有一块石头留在另外石头上面。
Not one stone here will be left on another.
都被拆毁了。
Everyone will be thrown down.
我们教会能够在这边完成神的使命，凭什么？
How can we accomplish the commission given us by God?What can we rely on?
这些建筑物，这些外表的东西，只要没有神同在，没有神的能力，一切都是徒然。
All these outer structures, all these magnificent buildings, if we do not have the presence of God, if we do not have the power of God, they are all in vain.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
有一天，彼得跟约翰走过，圣殿那边的门口。
One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple.
有个生来是瘸腿的。
Now a man who was lame from birth.
天天被人抬在那边等候别人救济帮助。
Was being carried to the temple gate every day, waiting to be helped.
他那天他看到两个使徒走过，就看着他们，希望能够得着什么。
So when this cripple saw the two apostles passing, he looked straight at them and hoping to get something from them.
彼得对他说，
Peter said to him,
你看我们，
look at us.
那个人就眼睛瞪得更大了。
So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. 看他们给他什么。 Expecting to get something from them.
还记得彼得讲什么吗？
Do you remember what Peter said?
金银我都没有。
Silver or gold I do not have.
假如我的那膝盖，我是他的话，一定非常生气。
Now if I was a cripple, I would be very frustrated.
你没金没银，叫我看你做什么
？You don't have silver, you don't have gold. Why do you ask me to look at you?
但是彼得说，金银我都没有，我把我所有的给你。
But Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走，那个人就起来走了。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And so that man's feet and ankles became strong, and he got up and walked.
我们教会有什么？
What do our church have?
我在纽泽西、纽约牧会二十多、三十年，我来到这北卡。
I pastored churches in New Jersey and New York for several decades, and then I came to North Carolina.
我在New York 的教会平均是草根阶层的人。
And when I was serving in the churches of New York, most of the congregation were grassroots people.
但是我在纽泽西人都跟我们有点相近，都是 professional.
But my church in New Jersey, the congregation is rather like ours here. Most of them are professionals.
在我们教会附近有两种的工业非常兴旺。
And near the church, there were two industries that were really thriving.
药厂，研究药的、的那个
pharmaceutical
and weaponry, 做武器的
weaponry, two industries, pharmaceuticals and weaponry.
里面很多中国人在里面做事。
Lots of Chinese people were there working.
但是我的确，我一生没有见过一个地方好在这里。教会人才这么多。
But really, in all my life, I haven't seen a place like here. There are so much talents in this church.
有人说你不在我们教会乐在什么地方吗？ We are Research Triangle Park.
Someone said, "Do you know where we are located? We are located at the Research Triangle Park."
Research 啊，你知道 research 什么东西吗？我知道。
They said, "Do you know what research is?" I said, "Yeah, yeah, I know what research."
教会的确很多人才。
So our church is chock full of talents.
我们教会也特别有钱的。
And then we are also very well off.
我没有听过教会建堂有这么多的 cash at hand.
I've never heard of a church about to have a building project and have so much cash on hand.
我第一次来到LCC，我看到你们的土地，我眼都红了。
When the first time I came here, I saw the land that you have, and I was really envious.
我们在 New York City 的教会半亩地1300万。
And in New York, we only have a half an acre. And then, do you know, it was 13 million. Cost 13 million.
好像我们教会有不止十亩地，对不对？
I think we have more than 10 acres, right?
我们发财了，对不对？
Yeah, we are very well off.
我们有钱，有人。
We have money, we have people.
的确，我们好像表面上什么都有。
So, outwardly, it seems that we have everything.
不过，弟兄姐妹，我想提醒大家一样事情。
But brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of one thing.
千万不要把期望放在人的身上面，任何一个人。
Do not put your hopes on men, no matter who that person is.
不要把期望放在人的能力、智慧方面。
Do not put your hopes on men's wisdom and abilities.
更不要把期望放在building 钱财方面。
And do not put your hopes on buildings or money.
真正能够产生有永恒果效果子的。
And the only thing that can produce eternal fruit.
是神的话语并圣灵的能力。
God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit.
饮于能力之源。
Drinking at the fountain of power.
这是我们教会上来能够 fulfill 完成神给使命的唯一途径。
This is the only way our church can accomplish the commission given us by the Lord.
RCCC 的唯一希望是神的能力是否能够在我们教会在我们当中彰显出来。
The only hope RCCC has is on whether God's power will be manifested among us.
很多人听到灵恩派就怕。
Many people are very wary when they hear about Pentecostal churches.
我不知道原来做主任牧师之前还要去这么多小组见面的。
I did not know that before I could become a senior pastor, I had to go and visit so many small groups.
我去了16个小组。
I went to 16. This is 16.
陪我去的长老好辛苦。
And the poor elder who had to come with me, or it was not easy.
听了16次我讲同样的东西。
And he had to listen to me talk about the same thing for 16 times.
加有26个，我不知道怎么办。
I don't know what I could have done if there were 26 small groups.
最后几个我差不多要用 recorder tape 住就播给他们听好了。
And the last few groups, I almost thought of, oh, I'll just let them listen to a recording.
不过有意思的，我可以认识多一点弟兄姐妹，也让他们认识我。
Well, of course, the great thing was I could get to know brothers and sisters, and they could get to know me.
也有一些很有趣的问题。
And I got some very interesting questions.
有人问，陈牧师，你做主任牧师以后，我们的厕所会不会干净一点？
One was. Pastor Tran, after becoming a senior pastor, will our restroom be cleaner?
我对你们教会，你们教会的洗，他说你们教会一切都好，洗手间真的不干净，特别是女生的，那我不知道。
So this person said, "No, I think everything's fine with the church, but the restroom really is not clean, especially the ladies' room. And I don't know anything about that, obviously."
还有一个问题就是。陈牧师，我听说你是灵恩派的。
And someone else said, Pastor Tran, I heard that you are from Pentecostal church.
我说不是，我是宣道会的。
I said, no, I'm from the Alliance.
Alliance 不就是灵恩派吗？
Oh, isn't the same Alliance and Pentecostal?
我们都很怕灵恩派。
We are very wary of
Pentecostal. 他问这问题
Pentecostal
是有意思的，也非常应该的。
Well, it's understandable.
我们对灵恩派的主张，我们并不接受。
There are lots of tenets of the Pentecostal Church that we do not endorse.
不过什么叫灵恩派
？But what is really Pentecostal？
我神学院的老师滕俊辉牧师 ，Dr. Philip Tang， 不知道你听过他名字没有
？One professor I had in seminary was Reverend Philip Tang. You must have heard, might have heard of his name.
他回天家了。
He is with the Lord.
他在神学院教书的时候，有一次跟我们谈起这个问题。
And when he was teaching in the seminary, once we talked about this.
说我们不赞成灵恩派很多的主张。
It is true that we do not endorse many tenets of the Pentecostal church.
不过灵恩派祷告的热逼迫跟热心，倒是我们这些福音派教会没有的。
But please note that the fire and passion of the Pentecostal church when they pray is something lacking in us evangelical churches.
我们，他们高举圣灵，高过一切。
They exalt the Holy Spirit over everything.
但是我们这些福音派反而是圣灵的很少在教会提起。
But for evangelical churches, we seldom mention the Holy Spirit in church.
弟兄姐妹，只要我们教会有一个聚会能够改变整个教会的的话，你知道是哪一个聚会
？Brothers, if there is one meeting in the whole church that can change the whole church, do you know what that meeting is?
只要这个 meeting 变了我们教会最重要的 meeting, 我们教会就从此不再一样。
As long as this meeting becomes the most important meeting in our church will be completely different from this day off.
那是我们教会，无论是礼拜几也好，是我们教会一起聚在一起的祷告会。
This is the meeting of corporate prayer.
我曾经算一算。
I did some calculations.
我们教会不算孩子，起码有500多人。
We've got about 500 grown-ups in our church.
只要弟兄姐妹肯一个月回来一次
，If you are willing to come to corporate prayer meeting,
一起在神
once a month,
一起在神面前祷告，请求上帝
，and pray together to the Lord and petition Him,
用祷告托住圣工
，and support all ministries with prayer.
我每个礼拜三的祷告会起码有100多人
，then every Wednesday evening.Our prayer meeting will have an attendance of over 100.
上个礼拜跟林牧师一起祷告。
Last week I prayed with Pastor Eric Lin.
林牧师的祷告很感动我心。
And his prayer really moved me.
他说神啊，你复兴我们教会的祷告会。
He said, Lord, we pray that you will revive our church's prayer meeting.
希望那 Five Flags 的房间再坐不下人。
So that the Five Flags rooms cannot accommodate all the people that come.
祷告会要在圣殿这个大堂里面。
And then we will have to move the prayer meeting to this multi-purpose room.
我做牧师这么多年。
I've been a pastor for many years.
我知道无论我讲什么。
I know that no matter what I say.
来的会来，不来的还是不来。
Those who come will come, and those who refuse to come will continue to refuse to come.
但是今天。
But today,
我恳求我们的神
I implore our Lord,
不是我讲什么
Not because of what I say,
求圣灵感动你
I beg the Holy Spirit to
感动我们
move us,
为我们教会的使命
for the mission of our church,
为了神交托我们每个人的使命
for the individual missions God has given us,
回来祷告
come back to pray.
耶稣说你们圣灵有圣灵能力降临以后
Jesus said, when the power of the Holy Spirit comes in you,
你们会得着能力
you will have power.
然后在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证
And then you will be my witness in Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, and in all the earth.
做我见证不是讲见证
And being a witness doesn't mean just to talk.
英文是 be my witness.
Be my witness.
就是，我们生活成为神的见证。
Which means our life becomes witness for God.
现在人不需要听，要看我们这些所谓基督徒，我们怎么样活出神的见证。
And nowadays, people are not just here to listen to what we say. They want to see how you as Christians live out the witness.
然后圣灵降临在他们身上，然后他们要去普天下传福音给万民听。
So when the power of the Holy Spirit comes on them, they have to go to all the earth and spread the gospel.
今天的人需要耶稣基督救赎的福音。
Today people need Jesus' gospel of salvation.
因为天上 人间没有赐下别的名使我们可以靠着得救。
Because there is no name in heaven or on earth that can give us salvation.
我们有一个故事要告诉万邦。
We have a story to tell the nations.
不过在做之前。
But before we do it,
我们需要神能力的同在。
We need God's power to be with us.
有一次我被邀请到 St. Louis 讲布道会。
Once I was invited to be the speaker at an evangelistic meeting.
他们告诉我是向中国国内的来的学生们，布道。
And I was told that I was to preach to students and scholars from mainland China.
我们教会有五个弟兄陪着我去。
And five brothers from the church went with me.
买飞机票的。负责人不知道怎么搞的，我一个人坐在那边，我弟兄都分散到别的。
I don't know why the person who booked the flight, I was sitting alone, and the other five people were all scattered.
让我把信抽出来，再邀请信再看一看。
So I took out that invitation letter and I read it again.
看清楚，吓我一跳。
And when I really read the letter, I was shocked.
原来是讲路易夫金 很多的教会联合为中国学者那些人开一个超教会超宗派的一个布道营布道大会。
It seemed that it was a gospel camp of several churches in the area, and they are targeting scholars and students from mainland China.
我有点怕。
I was a bit apprehensive.
所以我就把奖章出来，坐飞机的时候再温习一下，看清楚什么修改。
So I took out my sermon and I was thinking, how can I change it, make it better?
旁边有一个中国人坐在我旁边。
A Chinese man was sitting right next to me.
他看到我翻圣经、预备奖章。
He saw me working on my sermon and reading the Bible.
然后他问我说：“哎，先生，你是基督徒吗？”
And he said, "Sir, are you a Christian?"
我说我是。
I said yes.
我说你呢
？I said, "What about you?"
他说我也是。
He said, "I'm also a Christian."
你知道什么 ？St. Louis 去做什么
？Why are you going to St. Louis? He asked me.
我说我去 St. Louis 向一些大国内的学者们讲布道会。
I said, I'm going to speak at the evangelistic meeting for mainland Chinese students and scholars.
我就问他，先生，你去那边干什么呢？
And I said, sir, so why are you going there?
他说我去 St. Louis 一个国内学者的布道会讲道，对他们讲道。
He said, I am going to speak at a evangelistic meeting for Chinese students and scholars.
哇，这么巧，我们坐在一起。
Oh, what a coincidence! We were sitting right next to each other.
请问牧师，你贵姓
？So, may I know your name?
他讲他名字，我吓了一跳。
And he told me his name, and I was shocked.
他原来是北美洲专门在向国内学者们讲布道会的一个很有名的讲员。
Turned out he was a very well-known speaker, and he especially was good at talking to students and scholars from mainland China. That was his specialty.
幸亏当时绑了安全带。
It's a good thing I had my seatbelt on.
不然我一定滑倒在地上面。
Or I would just lie down to the ground.
我很怕。
I was really apprehensive.
去到以后。
When we got there.
他晚上是他先讲。
So he was the one
who spoke
first.
我在下面听。
I was sitting there listening to him.
他讲了三个小时没停过。
He spoke for 3 hours without stopping.
那 PowerPoint 上面很多什么数据，从 人文科学，从文化，从各样背景，讲到哇。
And then he had lots of PowerPoint, all this data, and looking at it from humanitarian point of view and science point of view, it was shocking to me.
那时候没有安全带把我绑住。
At that time, I didn't have a seatbelt on.
真的很怕。
I was scared.
后来回去房间休息。
And then I went back to my room.
我跟五个弟兄分一个大宿舍，每个人有自己的房间。
At that time, five brothers and I, we had this big dorms, and we each had our own rooms.
晚到以后，我说你们先睡觉，我要温习明天早上的讲章。
And I told them, why don't you go to bed first? I have to look over my sermon for tomorrow.
他们门一关，我就对神说：“我说主啊，我灭亡了。
” Once that doors closed, I said to the Lord, "Lord, I am undone.
I am doomed. 完蛋了。”我把讲章拿出来。
I took out my sermon.
越看越怕。
And the more I read it, the more scared I was.
我丢在那 garbage can 里面。
I just threw that away.
I'm going to do it again.
我要再来。
你知道当时没有，我没有电脑，什么资料都没有。
At that time, I didn't have a computer. I had nothing, no resources.
我从哪里找到这么多书籍啊？什么方式？我根本对中国大陆的来的人的文化背景等等心理上面，我都不知道。
Actually, I was not very well informed about people from mainland China, what they thought, and so on.
我一直坐在那边尝试重写的讲章，一直到凌晨五点半。
I sat there, I struggled, I tried to rewrite my sermon, and it went on until 5:30 in the morning.
那纸还是空白的。
The paper was still blank.
五点半有弟兄醒过来。
5:30, one of the brothers woke up.
牧师这么早起来。
Oh, Pastor, you woke up so early, you got up so early.
我说你们打呼太厉害，我很早就醒过
来。Your snoring was a bit loud, so I really couldn't sleep.
他说：“牧师，我们六点吃早餐，我们七点一起祷告，八点钟回去拍单张，十点你就开始讲到了。”他越讲我越怕。
So he told me the schedule. We'll eat breakfast at 6, and then we'll come back and pray, and then we'll go and pass out tracts, and then you will speak at 10.
所以我就跟他们一起祷告说：“我说你们去吃早餐。”你们去拍单张，我在这边要预备，
so、
所以他们就走了。
I said, "You go and have breakfast. You go and pass out tracts. I have to stay here to prepare my sermon."
他们走以后，门一关。
So once the door closed behind them,
我真的爬在地上。
I really fell on the ground.
我说上帝啊，他们给我一个半小时、两个小时，我讲什么？
I said, "Lord, they give me one and a half hours. So, what can I say?"
我国语又不好，背景又不知道，他们学问有没有？他们告讲什么
？My Mandarin isn't that good, and I don't really understand the background of these people who are coming. And they are so much better educated than I am. What can I say?
他们对我后来听到神的声音。
And later, I heard the voice of the Lord.
你要休息，要知道我是神。
He said, "Be still, and know that I am God."
因为保罗的声的话在我心里面响起来。
And then I heard of what, and I thought of what Paul said.
我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督钉他钉十字架。
I don't know anything except Jesus, and He was crucified.
我就去垃圾桶里面把我的讲章再捡起来。
So I retrieved my sermon script from the trash can.
我把在神面前神，我什么都没有。
I put it before the Lord and said, "Lord, I have nothing."
只有一个简单的故事，一个简单的信息。
I only have this simple story, simple message.
但是有一样我不能没有的，就是你同在的能力。
But one thing I really cannot do without, that is the power of your presence.
我把那天早上剩下时间花在祷告上面。
So I just committed that morning's sermon to prayer.
十点我去到大会场。
So at 10 o'clock, I went to that big auditorium.
弟兄姐妹，我站在讲台的那一秒钟。
And brothers and sisters, the moment I stood up at the pulpit,
我真的很实在的感受到圣灵在那边。
And I really and truly felt that the Holy Spirit was there.
有个能力托住我。
And there was this power that
was holding me up. 很简单的把耶稣基督故事告诉那些学者，
And I told them the simple story of Jesus. I told these well-educated scholars and students.
我不记得我讲了多久。
I don't remember how long I spoke.
到一段时间以后，圣灵感动说：“你教他们信耶稣。”
So after some time, there was my heart was moved to call them, to appeal to them, to accept Jesus.
我就附上了，谁愿意悔改，知道自己的罪人，承认耶稣基督他救主的，站起来。
So I gave the altar call. I said, if you are willing to admit your sins, confess your sins, and accept Jesus as your personal Savior, please stand.
我看到这里一个那一个，这里一群那一群，很多人我数不过来都站起来，有的人哭在
认识。And I saw people stand up here and there, groups here and there, and so many that I lost count. And I saw people with tears in their eyes.
大会预备那个陪谈房间挤满人，没有办法，他们要开别的房间。
And then all the rooms that was designated for the counselors to talk to these people, they were all filled. They had to open new rooms.
我明白了。
I understood.
不是你跟我会讲什么，你跟我有什么。
It's not what you and I say. It's not what you and I have.
神的能力临到，人就会悔改归向耶稣。
When the power of the Lord comes, people would repent.And turn to Jesus.
忠心讲神的话语，耶稣基督救赎的福音，祷告圣灵能力领导，我们就看到很多很多人归向上帝。
As long as we faithfully convey the words of the Lord, as long as the Holy Spirit's power come to us through prayer, then many many will turn to Jesus.
我心里的祷告。
So I prayed in my heart.
求神使我们所爱的教会成为一间祷告的教会。
So it is my prayer that the Lord will make our beloved church become a church of prayer.
为什么？
Why?
因为当圣灵能力临到的时候，我们就可以把一个福音的好消息告诉万邦。
Because when the power of the Holy Spirit comes on us, then we can tell the nations the good news of the gospel.
你们肯回来吗？
Are you willing to come back?
我们一起唱一首诗歌回应诗歌。
Let us sing.
我们有一个故事告诉万邦。
We have a story to tell the nations.
一起，请一起，我们站起来。
Please stand.
我们有一故事全给万邦，能使人心回转归正。这故事美却又美妙，满有平安与光明，满有平安与光明，因黑夜必要转为
快点点的，
我们有一个传给万邦，能使人心光速归向。这是个能过去哟，神圣的剑矛枪，能喷水的剑矛枪。要转为参观，老子无根线的飞往，几度错过就降临地上，天地充满爱与光。我们要将救赎全给万邦，他曾经历人间痛苦。但愿世上一切人们在真理之下屈服，在真理之下屈服，因黑夜必要转为晨光，老正无根线的辉煌，基督复活就叫。天地充满爱与光。
天父上帝，我们来到你面前，我们祈求神自己复兴我们教会祷告的心。
Our Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we implore you to revive the heart for prayer in our church.
我们需要圣灵的能力在我们中间彰显出来。
We need the power of the Holy Spirit to be manifested among us.
主啊，除去我们自己认为我们什么都有的心态。
Lord, please take away our mindset that we have everything.
因为离开了主，我们什么都没有。
Because when we are not with you, we have nothing besides you. We have nothing.
帮助我们能够。